Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Okay, good afternoon again, everybody. Welcome back to the second hour of The Wilner Window. I'm Don Goldberg. Arnie is off today. Sam Forbes is here with me, however, and along with Dr. Richard Podell. So we're going to continue trying to answer your questions about nutritional supplements, vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy. And we're going to get right back to the phones. And Lucille has been waiting patiently. Welcome to The Wilner Window, Lucille. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. I have two questions. One is about resveratrol. I'm 80 years old. I have type 2 diabetes, which I've had for about 4.5 years now, but it is under control. My A1C is 5.6. I take Actos and Lipitor, and I take several supplements. Resveratrol is one of them. Now, I have been using resveratrol Synergy, and when I was at the Wilner Pharmacy, they suggested resveratrol 100, and I see that there is a difference in the formulation, and I wanted to know what the difference is and which one would be better for me.
Well, do you know what product?
I do. It's Jarrow, I believe. Jarrow has both resveratrol Synergy, which is a complex of resveratrol with, I think, maybe green tea and a couple other polyphenol type ingredients. And then they also make a pure resveratrol or a resveratrol 100, which is 100 milligrams of resveratrol. And I'm glad you're taking something like resveratrol because it's probably a good thing for everybody to take, including particularly diabetics who have perhaps more of a problem with aging. Resveratrol is a good thing to take. There could be something said for both the formula. We've been talking all day about the benefits of multi-complexed types of antioxidant formulas. So the more might be what we're saying, the more is the better. So resveratrol Synergy probably would be better, more beneficial for you. But you did also mention that you're taking Lipitor. Are you taking coenzyme Q10?
Yes, I do.
Okay, all right. Well, I just wanted to make sure that...
The specific answer to your question is I have no idea.
I also take the Jarrow, the Q-Absorb.
Yeah, okay. Let me try to answer your actual question. Why they suggested that you change from the Synergy product to the 100, I don't know. I would have asked them if I were you. The Synergy is the one I take for exactly the same reason that Sam mentioned, the same reason that we include some grape skin and grape seed extract in that antioxidant phyto blend. All of these various, you may hear a lot of marketing stuff about the one particular antioxidant or another, resveratrol. You may hear about acai. But all of these are similar in their action. And in my opinion, the best approach is to take as many of them as you can, a mixture. That way, you're covering all your bases. I'm sure that the person who suggested the 100 instead of the Synergy must have had a reason. Maybe it was due to something else that you were talking about. But I don't think, you can go either one. I don't think there's a big difference between the products. You have to remember that resveratrol is present in a lot of different plants and things. It's in peanuts. It's as well as in grapes, for example. There's a lot of marketing going on with resveratrol. We don't really know how much is required to gain some of these therapeutic benefits that they're talking about. So, you know, my approach is get as much as possible. If I'm going to order a glass of wine, I'll drink a glass of red wine instead of a glass of white wine, you know. But that's about it.
Don, that may exactly be the reason why she was recommended the 100 milligrams, because there may be more resveratrol in the single 100 milligram resveratrol than there would be in the formula. So the person may have been thinking towards
well,
in those
that's
lines.
One.
So if that's the case, then good. Then take as many resveratrols, you know, like two or three daily if you can. But you may actually want to include the Phytotech antioxidant formula in addition, so that you can gain the benefit of a whole complex of antioxidants to fight aging. Okay.
I've been taking the Synergy, the Jarro Resveratrol Synergy, all of this time, and I just came across this 100, and I didn't know what the difference was.
The difference, the resveratrol by itself has more resveratrol, but the Synergy offers you a wider spectrum of protection.
Okay, you said you had another question?
Yes, another one. You're out of but evidently they are not delivering or manufacturing the Yasu vitamin E, 400.
Yeah, there's been, I guess there might be a shortage in material supply, so the manufacturer has not had that one for a while.
The vitamin E that would be, I guess, comparable or a good vitamin E?
There's not many. The Yasu product, what were you taking, the 400? Was that the one?
That's the one I was taking. But
For those who don't know, I mean, Yasu is a company that specializes in vitamin E product. They have a whole line of really nice vitamin E products. Their premier product, I guess, is the 100, the 400. It's a high potency tocopherol with tocotrienol type of formula with high gamma, for instance. There's not many. A Family by Jarrow is okay.
We had that guest that spoke about tocotrienols.
The Delta
tocotrienol.
Yeah. What company?
That was Allergy
Research.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
But that's a very specialized form. That's not a broad vitamin E.
Right.
Yeah, but that could be taken in conjunction with a regular vitamin E you those tocotrienols.
Sure. Do you shop at the stores? Because perhaps we could show you a few of the different products.
Yeah, which store
available.
Do you go to? Park Avenue or downtown?
Park Avenue, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know what kind of there's a dozen vitamin E's.
Not many like that. I would go with the Family by Jarrow. You can even look at the I think Now makes a broad spectrum vitamin E product, but I think the Family by Jarrow might be your best bet.
So Family, I may not know what Sam is saying, but the name of the product is called Family, which is a little play on words. It means the whole vitamin E family, so they call it Family.
Family vitamin E.
Yeah. Okay. So that's one that you could look at.
So
all right.
Is Yasu not producing anything, or just?
Well, no, I don't. I think they are. I was a little bit surprised that we're out of it because I know that they are advertising in our next catalog. I'm working on the catalog right now, and Yasu has an ad in the catalog, so I know that they're still actively involved. It may just be a temporary raw material
problem. It's a material issue.
They're a good quality company, and if they can't get the right stuff, they're not going to put out the product. So I don't know. You caught me by surprise on this one. I didn't know that there was a shortage of that particular product. So when you come into the store tomorrow, talk to one of the pharmacists. I think Arnie will be in the store tomorrow. I'll be in and out. I'm not sure you'll catch me. But we'll be happy to sit down with you and make sure that you, if you can't get that one, we'll give you something that's equivalent. Okay?
Thank you very much.
All
I appreciate
right.
it.
Good. I'll look for you tomorrow. Okay? All right, Lucille. Thanks for the call. Okay, let's see. Rather than take the next call, I'm going to move to the break so that we have a little bit less concern about being interrupted. The number here, 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, or nutrition, please feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Jarrow Formulas has a new probiotic supplement, Jarrodophilus CDS. CDS stands for Clinically Documented Strains. Jarrodophilus CDS contains 7 strains of beneficial bacteria offering a broad spectrum of health benefits. With 20 billion total probiotic organisms per capsule, Jarrodophilus CDS promotes better and more comfortable digestion, healthier bowel function, more efficient bulking and regularity, improved immune response, and greater overall gastrointestinal wellness. All bacteria are not created equal, and an unwelcome bacterial imbalance can occur when you travel, when you're stressed, or when you're just not eating properly. Jarrodophilus CDS helps to reestablish digestive balance and restore gut health. It utilizes an advanced polysaccharide matrix protection formulation that delivers more probiotics to precisely where they're needed. Ask for Jarrodophilus CDS at Wilner Chemists.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. Before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best choices in nutritional supplementation and for professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You will also find great everyday discount prices at Wilner Chemists. In addition to our 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Currently, we have the full line of Source Naturals and Planetary Herbals on sale at 35% off list. And at 30% off list, listen to this, full lines of Rainbow Light, American Health, Natrol, Health Plus, Camo Care, Sambucol, and more. You can check out the full listing of all the sale items on our website, www.wilner.com.
And do you have our current product reference catalog? Well, you can pick one up at any Wilner Chemist store, and it's free. And if you'd like, we can mail it to you. If you're not on our Wilner Chemist mailing list, well, you can call 1-800-633-1106 and choose option number 3. That number again is 1-800-633-1106, or you can request a copy by visiting our website, as Don just told you, www.wilner.com, and you could subscribe online. But even better, you can visit us at either of our 2 stores in Manhattan, or you can visit us in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is located at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, which is near the corner of Murray Street, and that's right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals, will resume taking your calls in just a moment.
Menopause, often a very uncomfortable time for women, hot flashes, night sweats, headaches, mood changes, fatigue. What causes this? Their bodies produce less estrogen. One solution to this problem is to take supplemental phytoestrogens, supplements in plants like soy and red clover that weakly mimic estrogen. Problem is, they don't always work. But Solgar has a new product, PM Phytogen Complex, that works when the others don't. It contains a stronger phytoestrogen complex derived from Thai kudzu. Found only in Thailand, this herb has a long history of use for promoting youthful skin and hair, strength and vitality, making it ideal for relieving the symptoms of menopause. The phytoestrogens found in Thai kudzu are more bioidentical to human estrogen, making it many times more powerful. PM Phytogen Complex from Solgar, the effective solution to your menopause problems. PM Phytogen Complex is available at Wilner Chemists.
What's in your omega diet? While omega 3, 6, and 9 are essential fatty acids that should already be part of your daily health routine, one may be missing. Omega 7, the omega you haven't heard about. Well, no longer. New Chapter introduces supercritical omega 7 and its key ingredient, sea buckthorn. Revered for its anti-aging properties, sea buckthorn oil has been used traditionally for centuries to help moisturize, soothe, and restore the skin. The berries and seeds of this botanical are also a source of traditional omega 3, 6, and 9, making natural omega 7 soft gels from New Chapter the optimal form of essential fatty acid supplementation. Stop by Wilner Chemist today and make New Chapter's supercritical omega 7 a part of your skin health routine. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back. This is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here with me, as is Dr. Richard Podell, and we're taking your calls. And, in fact, we're going to do exactly that. Let's talk to Willie from Brooklyn. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Willie. How can we help you? That's a nice ring to it. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Willie.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Okay, good. What can we do?
Yeah, I take HGH, one of the spray. First, I don't know the difference between that and is that IGF-1, I believe?
Insulin growth factor.
Say that again?
Go ahead, insulin growth factor. Go ahead.
Yes. I would like your... I need the best one on the market. I would like your comment on them. What can you say about them, please?
Well, the best one on the market, you'd have to go to your physician and have him write a prescription.
Well, first of all, are you low in growth hormone, which is what you're thinking?
I don't know. I use it as part of my arsenal against fatigue. That's what I use it for.
Okay. But I guess my question would be, why would you be using it? Why do you think that in particular is what you need? There are people who are low in growth hormone, and the usual way of measuring it is to measure the IGF-1, which is a growth hormone-related metabolic later product. But it's also gotten to be used kind of in the weightlifting community and so on as a kind of a pick-me-up without real good evidence that it really does that for people who are not actually low. So the question is this something that you really need or not? And that has to be determined by medical testing.
And the reason that I said what I did at the beginning is that all of the products that you are buying over the counter are either homeopathic remedies, which means variations of a homeopathic remedy, which means that you're actually not getting a true human growth hormone extract. What you're getting is a trace of it which attempts to kind of stimulate your body into producing more. So you should be aware of that. If fatigue is your problem and you haven't been actually tested and shown to be low in these various hormones, you might want to stick with something like a ginseng energy blend. We have a new, in that liquid herbal line that we've been talking about recently, we have a product called a ginseng energy blend, and it's an excellent product for fatigue and fatigue related to stress and immune problems. It has all of the types of ginsengs in there: the Eleuthero, the Chinese red panax ginseng, American ginseng, licorice root. It has some ginkgo biloba, some foti root, codenopsis, and so forth. It's a liquid herbal extract. You can take as much or as little as you want. And, if you're looking for a supplement that would be helpful in treating generalized fatigue, and again, I'm assuming that you don't have some underlying health problem that might be causing this fatigue, this would be one of the products I'd recommend. Ginseng Energy Blend, it's in the Wilner Phytotech line, along with, of course, your good broad spectrum multivitamin, multimineral supplement like Wilvite, and a good antioxidant blend, perhaps the antiox phytocomplex that we mentioned before. These are things that you could that should be the nucleus of your regimen program. Okay, thank you for the call, Willie. I hope that we were of some help to you. Okay, let's move on real quickly to Annette in Marietta, Georgia. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Annette. How can we help you?
My problem is sore muscles, and I'm 71, and all of my tests on everything shows up excellent. Even they say that my calcium my bone density is like a 35-year-old athlete, and I don't take any kind of prescription medications. But I did have a really severe accident in 91 that damaged my hip. And they say it's finally time to, and when you look at my hip, that it was a fractured femur bone at that time. And I'm scheduled to have that a month away, but I don't know if that's causing the muscle soreness.
Well, did the muscle soreness begin when you had the fractured hip,
no.
Or had you had it before
that? I tell you, when the muscle soreness started was about 2.5 years ago. I had a mercury filling removed, and it was not done in a correct way. And I thought I was getting fibromyalgia, and I went to a special clinic, and I was tested, and I had heavy metal poisoning, and I had the detox and rebuilt my adrenals, and then about a year and a half, I had another one removed, and the same thing happened again, and detoxed again, and rebuilt my adrenals, and now my adrenals are very strong, and that was when the muscle soreness started, but each time when I detoxed and rebuilt my adrenals, that went away. But now, about 8 months ago, I had to stop dancing, and I've not been able to do much dancing.
All right, this is getting more and more complicated, of course. I'm going to pass the microphone to Dr. Podell, although, again, it sounds like like we have a diagnostic challenge here, and I don't know how much help we can be without really getting a full diagnosis. Dr. Podell, what do you think?
First, I understand you're going to have a hip operation, are you?
In a month.
Yes, in a month.
A hip replacement, yes.
Okay. Well, clearly, if you have hip problems, this could affect your posture, which in turn could put strain on all the other muscles. What's going to be very important is after the hip operation is to have really good physical therapy because your gait is again going to be changed as a result of the hip. And so you have to get everything back in balance so that the muscles aren't pulling on each other and straining. Now, whether any of this has to do with mercury in the teeth or not is, you know, speculative. And that would be a whole separate approach. So I think the issue is going to be you get the hip operation, you get your physical therapy, and then you see what happens at that point.
And you know, this need for repeated detox is something that needs to be looked at. If you say that it helps each time that you do this, that might give us some hint as to what's going on, but I think we need to wait until after you get the operation and you get the rehab going to really find out if that's still the underlying cause. Okay, so why don't you give us a call? At that point, maybe a few months down the road, and we'll see if we can maybe do some more sleuthing on this for you. Okay. I'm sorry, but I think we're going to have to take a break now. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few.
I don't get it. Wilner Chemist is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable, nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, now for a quick check on the traffic.
John Gambling.
I am so impressed with your engagement here on this program. That's what's important. That's what's going to make this conversation in the morning work really, really well.
The John Gambling Show.
It's a pleasure to hear you.
Hey, good morning. Great show.
These kind of decisions are hard, politically uncomfortable. I know they are.
John Gambling, weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9 on News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Bigger and better News Talk Radio, 710 WOR. News Talk Radio, 710 WOR.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
We think a lot about the outside of our bodies, but what about inside? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I want you to imagine that each one of the cells inside your body is a car. And the longer you drive the car, the natural wear and tear takes away the car's once brand new feel. Well, the cells in our bodies work quite the same way. The longer we live, the more our cells lose their ability and speed due to the wear and tear of living. And that's why Propax with NT Factor is so important. It restores our cells' natural function right at the source, while at the same time eliminating fatigue and fighting off the effects of aging. In published clinical trial after clinical trial, Propax with NT Factor remains proven to help restore these damaged cells, therefore naturally giving you back your energy from 10, 20, or even 30 years ago or more. Like that car, you have to repair the damage, and Propax with NT Factor is the only proven way to restart your cells and begin living again, fueled with the energy of your youth.
And to all our Wilner Window listeners, visit your Wilner Chemist for Propax with NT Factor. That's your local Wilner Chemist or Propax.com.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Okay, welcome back. This is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here with me, as is Dr. Richard Podell, and we're taking your phone calls about nutritional supplements and nutrition. And let's get right back to the telephones and welcome Bobby from Bloomfield. Welcome to the World in the Window, Bobby. How can we help you today?
Yes, I'm having some difficulty, and it's been a little while, with bloating, and I think it's a little bit of yeast on the foot.
On the where?
On the foot?
In between the toes.
Okay, and you think that these two conditions are related?
Well, I'm starting to, at this particular point in time, get a little breakout on the skin, so yes.
Okay, when you say bloating, are you constipated? Are you...
Yeah, well, while I'm constipated, it's difficult in some cases, mm-hmm. you know, to regulate it. Before, it was never a problem. You know, it used to come out, you know, I had the BM.
And how long?
3 or 4 times.
Okay, how long have you had this current problem?
I would say now about second year.
A second year?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So this is a long-term situation. All right, have you been to a doctor?
Yes.
And what did the doctor say?
Well, basically, we tried a number of approaches, such as, you know, changing the diet to some degree. We tried giving nutrients. We tried some other things. He isn't quite sure exactly. We've done tests, exactly, we haven't come up with a permanent diagnosis yet.
Okay, well, look, I guess the best that we can do is mention some general things that might be helpful. Obviously, not knowing your exact situation and what the cause in your case might be, you know, we're just kind of making some generalizations. But let me throw a few things out at you, and if you haven't tried some of these things, you could. One thing that you should try is a good probiotic supplement, and I mean a good probiotic supplement, something that's high potency, I would take it. You know, we mentioned a few products a few moments ago. We mentioned Nature's Way Primadophilus. We mentioned Jarrow Formulas, Jarrowdophilus CDS. These are good. There are other good ones that we carry at Wilner Chemist. I would start taking this. I would do it for at least 3-4 weeks, and I would take it twice a day, okay, at breakfast and even at dinner time. At least for the first 2 weeks, twice a day. Then maybe you could go to once a day in the morning if you wanted to. That would be one thing I would try. Another interesting thing that I will mention that you... and I will also suggest, you may have heard we ran an ad during the first hour for a Doctor's Best digestive enzyme supplement. Again, I don't know if you're having a problem with the with optimal digestive enzyme function or not, but just in case, it wouldn't hurt if you took a good digestive enzyme supplement, and we're running the best digestive enzymes at a half-price sale right now, so you might as well go with that one. Another thing, an interesting thing that you might not have tried would be an herbal approach. The herbalists have an approach where they have certain herbs like bitters and things of that sort that are designed to stimulate the body's own digestive processes, to normalize digestion, stimulate enzyme secretion, and so forth. You know, again, I'm just mentioning some general things you could try, but this is another thing that you may not have tried yet, and you could give it a shot. We have a product in the Wilner Phytotech line called Digest Stim Complex. Stim, of course, is short for stimulation. A Digest Stim Complex that might also, and that would work along with the digestive enzyme blend to maybe stimulate your gastric secretions. Fiber supplementation is important for problems along these lines. Have to be careful, of course, if you're bordering on things like irritable bowel and things of that sort. Sometimes too much fiber too quickly can actually cause gas and bloating until your body accommodates to it. I would have hoped during these 2 years you would have experimented with some fiber already, but a good fiber blend or water soluble fiber, either an oat bran, psyllium husk, PGX that we talk about from Natural Factors, any one of those is something you could experiment with as well. Okay, those are a few things I will throw out as general things for you to try. Sam, Dr. Podell, anybody want to throw a few more things?
It's often hard to add something when you feel like completely covered most of it. So I love the way I get to finish things off after everybody everybody said just about everything. But, you know.
Well, thank you, Sam. I'm glad I covered it.
Well, listen, I mean, I'm really sorry that you're having this problem and that you're having such difficulty with it. You know, some of the underlying factors obviously have to be looked into. For instance, food allergy may be a problem, irritable bowel issues, and these things have to be something that is explored by either you or a physician who's more familiar with, you know, perhaps an integrative approach, Bobby. So you might have to do some sort of food elimination, rotation type diet. You should definitely take, you know, the digestive enzymes and probiotics that Don was just saying. Go ahead.
Triggered a thought when you mentioned irritable bowel and everything. Maybe something else that if he hasn't tried this yet, Bobby, you might include a good fish oil supplement, a good high potency omega 3 supplement, which will kind of calm down the inflamed bowel. You know, if your bowels and digestive system are a little bit hypersensitive, you know, a good fish oil supplement might be helpful as well.
Sure. Sure. I mean, you said you're seeing a regular physician or a gastroenterologist?
He's a complementary physician.
And he's an MD?
Yes.
All right. So you were examined, you were checked out that there's no underlying, pathology or problem going on, right?
No, not at this time.
You might, you know, just because you never know. There might be, more complicated situation going on. You should see a medical doctor as well, along with a complementary doctor. But, yeah, you need to look into other things like perhaps food allergy. You might have a leaky gut syndrome or one of these type of problems, and you need to follow a protocol that addresses these things. There is one more thing, and it should give you some relief, but it doesn't resolve the problem. It's a product that's been around for years in the health food industry, and it's a great remedy. It works really well. I don't think it resolves the problem, but it definitely gives you some relief. It's called Herbal Melange. Health food stores have been selling it for years. It's kind of a mud brown liquid, like a peat type, and they call it like Blackmore's clay. It has like a lot of healing herbs and minerals and things like that. It is very soothing to the gut. It's good to take before you eat, because if you do have food allergies, which I probably think you might, it reduces the effect of food allergy types responses to the food you're eating. One teaspoon mixed in a little bit of water about 10 minutes before you each meal. It should alleviate some of the gas and bloating. But you need to really look into the underlying problem that's going on.
Okay. All right, Bobby. I'm afraid that's about the best we can do. I hope it was of some help, though, okay? Thank you very much for your call. Okay. Sophie from Yonkers, welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Sophie?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. I'm 64 years old. I have controlled hypertension, and I'm very active athletically. I rode my bike 2 hours today. What I want to know is, in addition to the medication I'm taking from the doctor, which is Alzide and something else that starts out, Diamet something, but Alzide, I take the supplements. What other nutrients could I take? I hear you all talking about EGCG, CoQ10. I take the fish oil. I eat salmon 3 times a week. I exercise a lot. I need to lose more weight. But what else could I do that wouldn't interfere with prescribed medication?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to turn the microphone right over to Sam this time, so he won't accuse me of giving all the answers before he has a chance.
And I'm going to,
I'm
probably going to say, you know, usually what Don starts off, but we can give you some basic overall advice. But being that you are on medications, I think it's best to talk to a physician, then I will chime in.
And then he's going to turn the microphone over to me. No, go on.
Could you please repeat the medicines that you're on?
It was Alzide, and there was another Dia something. I can't remember the rest of it, the name of Alzide. He told me I should take fish oil. He told me that. He told me to eat salmon 3 times a week, and he told me that I could take the purity product that you advertise. I take that multivitamin thing from purity. So I just wanted to know, was there anything else? Does EGCG have anything to do with
I don't think EGCG has any proof of any benefit for blood pressure, although it's a good healthy thing. I'm not quite sure what the medicines are. I'm going to talk as if you weren't taking those medicines, but my guess is that the whatever you're calling Alzide has probably got an aldosterone inhibitor in it, which would affect your potassium and maybe magnesium levels. And so that discuss that with your doctor, because I'm going to talk about as if you were not taking something that affected your potassium and magnesium. The nutrients that are most important for blood pressure would be potassium. If your low potassium gets low, blood pressure goes up. If you raise potassium, that lowers blood pressure. If you're on a medicine such as an aldosterone inhibitor, though, and you take potassium, it can go up too high. So that's a matter of talking with your doctor. The next one, I think, is magnesium, which has very good evidence that it will lower blood pressure. Might also possibly be affected by the aldosterone-type medicines. I'm not sure on that. The fish oil would be next, and you are taking that, and the coenzyme Q. And those, to me, would be the most important ones.
Yeah, and I don't think she's taking coenzyme Q10 yet. She just mentioned it. So
yeah,
if you're
not
taking CoQ10, Dr. Padel is, I agree 100%, that would be another nutrient that you should be taking along with the medications, whatever they are, okay?
So it gets complicated because if you're taking medications that are for hypertension, to recommend things, well, I mean, it's probably okay to take things like magnesium and potassium, and it's probably okay even to take something like hawthorn. But if you're seeking to perhaps replace them with the natural supplements, you're going to have to work with your physician before you do anything like that. Hawthorn is another herb or a component here that hawthorn has had a long history of benefit and use for all types of cardiac problems, including hypertension. It's probably one of the best herbs that you could take for your cardiovascular system. It certainly wouldn't hurt to take a good hawthorn. Berries, flowers, and leaves, by the way, is the best way to go.
And you know, if you're taking medication and it's working and you're not suffering from a lot of side effects, you're lucky. Make sure you take a good broad spectrum multivitamin, multimineral. The EGCG is fine. I would suggest you take it as part of a blend of antioxidants. We mentioned the antioxidant phytocomplex. That would be a good type of thing, because even though antioxidants don't directly lower your blood pressure, they will indirectly lower it, because they will prevent some of the underlying issues that can cause high blood pressure. So that's an important component as well. Okay.
And keep up the exercise.
Yeah, keep up the exercise and keep up the efforts to lose weight if you're a little bit overweight. I think you said you were. Thank you for the call, Sophie, and hope we were of a little bit of help at least. Okay. Time for a short break. A number here, 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, or nutrition, please give us a call. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus helps restore and balance the good gut flora in your intestines. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is an award-winning vegetarian, non-GMO, biogenic intestinal flora complex and dietary supplement used worldwide. It is made from selected strains of good bacteria grown from fermented vegetables, fruits, seaweed, mushrooms, and the proprietary and powerful TH10 strain of lactic acid bacteria. All natural, hypoallergenic, and does not need refrigeration. And the blister packs make it easy for traveling. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. In as little as 4 weeks, you will see a difference. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemist or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did. Building strong bones and teeth requires more than just calcium. In fact, vitamin D3, a fat-soluble nutrient sourced from the sun, fish oil, or lanolin, is necessary for calcium absorption in the body. D3 also works in concert with a number of other vitamins, minerals, and hormones to harden bones. So don't sell your bones short by supplementing with just calcium. Just recently, the U.S. Dermatology Academy pointed out that people with known risk factors for vitamin D deficiency, such as those with dark skin, the elderly, photosensitive individuals, people with limited sun exposure, strict vegetarians, obese individuals, or those with fat malabsorption may need to consume higher doses of vitamin D. If you are in one of those at-risk groups, let Blue Bonnet's vitamin D3 fish oil soft gels or kosher D3 lanolin veggie caps be an important part of your daily nutritional regimen for maintaining healthy bones and teeth. Available in 400, 1,000, 2,000, and 5,000 IU potencies, as well as in new Earth Sweet chewables. You can find Blue Bonnet supplements at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here with me, as is Dr. Richard Podell. And let's try to get right back quickly to the phones and get as many calls in as we can. Mary from Short Hills, welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you today? Hello, Mary.
Yep.
Calling Mary once, twice, three times. Okay, let's move to Barbara from Westchester. Welcome to the World in the Window. I guess that's Westchester, Pennsylvania. I want to make sure we got the right Barbara. Okay, yep. Welcome to the World in the Window. How can we help you today?
I eat a lot of fish, and I would like to know whether there is any supplement I can take daily along with it that would help my body eliminate the mercury. Now, I know that I will get a load of mercury because years ago I had the same situation. I was eating a lot of fish, and I was went to an alternative doctor, and he tested me. I was high in mercury. He said the whole Atlantic seaboard fish are full of mercury. Quit eating fish. Well, it's hard for me to quit eating fish right now because my IgG food sensitivity test showed me sensitivity.
Were you listening to the show earlier? We had a question about this. Did you happen to hear our answer?
No.
All right. Well, the thing is, what we came up with was moderation is important. Probably all fish or many fish to certain levels extent have some mercury in them. Some have more than others.
Yeah,
large fish.
I think
the other thing is this. I mean, if you are risk, you're creating a higher risk for mercury toxicity, I don't think it's a good thing. I think you're better off reducing your risk and finding a way to a food alternative and just reducing your frequency of fish consumption because...
Well, okay, maybe not so much reducing the frequency. The question is the answer may be reducing or choosing the proper kind of fish. I don't think you should assume that you're going to be suffering from mercury toxicity just because you eat a lot of fish. If you eat the right kinds of fish, you may not need to worry about that. So, we discussed this earlier in the show. I don't want to go back over all of the different things, but certain fish are potentially high sources of mercury. Swordfish, for example. Just give you one example. If you said to me you were eating swordfish five times a week, I would say, well, yeah, you may indeed have a problem. If you're only eating swordfish once or twice a month, you don't have a problem. So I think more important, and this is what Sam is getting at, is that you ought to get some information on which fish contains high levels of mercury, which fish contains lower levels of mercury, and you can go ahead and eat as much fish as you want to because it's very, very healthy for you. Just make sure that you choose the kind of fish that does not have a high level of mercury. Okay, Barbara? Thank you for that call. Okay, let's go to Anita from another Pennsylvania call from Allentown, Pennsylvania. I know Allentown, right near Lehigh University.
You bet.
Where my two boys graduated. Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Thank you for my call.
How can we help you?
I'm calling about my husband, age 77, had coronary artery bypass almost 20 years ago. Recently, having had a 2D echo because his energy was low, his ejection fraction is 20%. He is taking multi-B complex, magnesium, arginine, carnitine, antioxidants, hawthorn. Recently, I added E. His cardiologist is open to my using supplements. His primary care doctor is internal medicine, poo-poos any supplement. He does exercise 3 times a week. I don't know how he does it on a treadmill and a bike. But my question is, how can he raise his ejection fraction?
Okay, Dr. Podell?
Well, you know, he's the first issue which the doctor should be looking at, is there anything else wrong that's sapping his energy and hindering his cardiac? So, for instance, is there a prostate infection or a urine infection?
No.
Look at the vitamin B12 level, look at the thyroid and so on. If you can't find anything there, then you're doing most of the things that I'm aware of, with the one exception being of very high doses of coenzyme Q. Now, we had on the show some months ago a scientist who's working with something called ubiquinol.
Yes.
And this is a very high-potency form of coenzyme Q. And it has shown in double-blind studies using very, very high doses benefit in severe congestive heart failure, which this is sort of like. And so my advice there would be, with your cardiologist's permission, get the ubiquinol and take it at the rate of 300 milligrams a day for 1 month. Preferably have the doctor measure the coenzyme Q level both before and afterward. The major national labs will do that. And see if after a month on the 3 a day, whether or not the injection fraction has come up. And then retake the level. You want the level of coenzyme Q to be at least 2.5. And if it isn't, then raise the dose further.
Also, D-ribose might be something you can ask your physician about. That may also help with the injection fraction.
Okay. Ribose. That was ribose and ubiquinol, okay? All right, I hope that was some help, Anita. Unfortunately, we have to take a pause now for a short message.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program?
Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin, multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, well, it looks like it's time for us to wind things down for this week. We've enjoyed spending this time with you and hope you've enjoyed it as well and found it informative. You're invited to visit us at either Wilner Chemist store in Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, that's a block south of Grand Central Terminal, or downtown at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. We want to thank everybody for calling in. We want to thank Ira and Noah in the control room. Want to wish you a good afternoon and hope that we'll see you again next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.